please.
Thank you, Harry. Okay. I want to begin with first the topic of Katan v'Huvara, and then because Be'ez Hashem will get to Smicha. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin Med Beis says, Amr Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amr Boshi, Katan v'Huvara, Mashna l'Chamin, Shehum Shehuchim Kol Tzarkin, V'Tavshol Shebisha Kol Tzarka, Shema Amin Mestamek Yafal Umutter, Shaini Hocha, the Katan, Yachim Ad L'Memra, So you see from the Gemara here on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that a kirish katma of huvara, which means that first it was what, ashed, it had katma, you made it ashes, and then it got relit, it's dina kekira ketuma. What's the svara? So the svara, Poshub Shad, is, we once mentioned, Lamaisa, the Sfara Poshub Shad is that the bottom line is that even though now there's no Heker, but Sof Kol Sof, through the Ketima that was done earlier, that'll be a reminder for you, and that'll prevent you from being Chota again. That's the Poshub Shad Bagmore. Question that we have to view is, a Kirish Akotm of Huvara, is it a din of kira ketumel chol mili, and therefore bein latavshul Michael ben Nisoy bein latavshul musko tzarka should be good? But as we noted with Zach and Seder, even if it's less than Michael ben Nisoy, if it's garv akatum, it's good. Even if it's less than Michael ben Nisoy, right? If it's garv akatum, you shouldn't need anything vis-a-vis shiyah. No, or do you say no? That since it relit again. Since it relit again, then lemaisa, it's chomer tvei, and it's not mamish kegrufa ketuma. And maybe not all tafshilim are okay. Maybe only it's mevusha kol tzarko. That's the shaila we must investigate. So the poshub shot is, from the Gemara and Lamed Zayin Beis that we start off shir with, what did he mention? He said tafshil shebisha kol tzarko. That was the lashon of Raboshia. He said, Mavushal kol tzarko, mistamik v'yaflo bilvat. He said nothing about Michael ben Nisoy, or less than that. Poshub shot from the Gemara and Amud Beis, you would say that it's awesome. However, the Gemara and Amud Aleph, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Tashmanim Rav Safra, Amrav Chiyye, Kitma v'nislabda, Soimchin lo, mekaimin lo, v'not limimenu machshrinim lo. From Rav Chiyye, Rav Safra, b'shem Rav Chiyye, he matas all tafshilin. Even if it would be what, Michael ben Nisori, even less than that we're saying, because it's considered to be what? Kutma v'huvara is kekutma. So Poshub Shad is, l'fum riyato, seems even a machloikis and amoroyim, on Amud Beis, Raboshius is only called tzarko, and Amud Aleph, Rav Safra, Mishim Rebchia says any food, by kutma v'huvara, dinu ke what? Dinu ke kutma. Comes Tosfos, Lefum Riyata in the Gemara seems like it's a machlokes. Comes Tosfos Lamed Zayin Beis Rashi Shmamina, and he has two terutzim. The first day of Tosfos says Bemison, Reb Oshia also holds, it doesn't have to be Mevushal Kol Tzarko, it even could be less than that. So why did Reb Oshia say it then? Mevushal Kol Tzarko, he wanted to teach you a chiddush, that Davka, it's mutter because of Katma. If you don't have katma, even if it was mevushal kol tzarko, would be aser. But then a chanami, he only made it as a chiddush. He only made it as a chiddush lemaisa in the situation that katma matters. In a situation where it's not katma, even mevushal kol tzarko would be aser. He's trying to pronounce the heter of katma. That's why he mentioned mevushal kol tzarko. But in a chanami, less than what that, even less than Michael ben Nisoy would be good. So according to Tosfos, there is no machlokes between who? Reb Oshia and who else? Reb Chiyah. The Prima Gadim also holds like this, Eshel Avram, Reish Nun Gimel Sivkon Gimel. And he's mitzayin that this is Rashi's Shita as well. Okay? That's what he's mitzayin that this is Shita's Rashi. Bebir Reb Oshia. Tosfos though continues as a second day. Tosfos in the second day, it says Bamison says an amazing thing. Ladas Raboshia, Bechiai Gavna, Kot Mavuvra is only good, but we should call Tzarko. Because since it relit, it's not a Ketima Gemura. And the only way it helps is Mushkol Tzarko. That's the Sheet of Reb Lazar. I'm sorry, Reb Oshia. Reb Chia is talking about Kotna Venislabta. Venislabta. Venislabta is a little bit less than Huvara. On that, it's Mutter even less than Machab and Nisoy. They're talking about, they're not arguing, but also because they're talking about two different situations. They're talking about two different cases. So it comes out, Lamaiz, each guy, each Amira. Not guy, Rachmon Litzlan. These are Amoroi. Tanoim. I almost came out of mouth, guy. You don't say guy about the Amoroim Tanoim. Come on, Islam, the Baal HaMasayrim. So it comes out, according to the second day in Tais, no machloikis. No machloikis either. Talking about two different cases. Reb Chia is talking about these labna, leaves labso, so it didn't light up so much. So it's mutter even less than Pachos, Michael, because it's more pronounced than Kadma. It's even mutter less than Michael Menusoy. However, Rashi and Amalith, if you noticed, what did Rashi say? He said Slabsa was the same as Chazer v'Huvara. It is the same. So, according to that Rashi, you cannot say, like the second day of Taisus, that there's a Chiluk to Huvara v'Labsa. Rashi defines him as being the same. So, Prima Godin Lamaisa was Mitzayin. The Rashi was like the first day in Taisus. So, it works out well. If you look in the Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Yoshua says he has a beer poshut nochen bedas Rashi. What he writes is following. Pnei Yoshua says by katma v'huvara we only allow mavushu kol tzarko v'tzamek yafalo because what's Rashi's lashon? Ayinei shekatma gali daited lo nichle bitzimuki. Bitzimuki. I don't like the shriveling. But a tafsu is not mispasha kol tzarko. The gilui das does not work. Lo mahani hai gilui das de katma. Because since in the end it's huvara, it's nichale, I want it to be mavusha kol tzarko. So it's your mavato that gilui das and rechash mechate. So it comes out, according to Pnei Yoshua, this guy's been Barashi. Comes out, there is a machlaikis between Reb Chia and Reb Oshia. Begetter katma v'huvara. According to Reb Chia, Reb Safra, Sheb Hashem, Reb Chia, it's mutter lishos kol mini tafshilim. Mashenke kor Reb Oshia, we only allow kol tzarko, not something that wasn't nigmar b'shulo. According to Pnei Yoshua, comes out l'mais it's a machlaikis. So it comes out of machlaikis, Primi God and Pnei Yoshua, what cheat this Rashi is. Primi God and says Rashi, I was like the first day in Taisus. Pnei Yoshua says they're arguing l'mais and love this. What's the getter cut in the v'huvara? One sec, Yud. The Ramban quotes both Biurim that Taisus says, and he writes the first teretz is the Iker. That by Katma v'huvara, it's mutter, even a tafshil shlovusha kol tzarko, and the Ritva's beferish like this, as opisov is a l'shoinav im taimar, kevin is feel in a ketuma chashiv ma'iri in ispasha kol tzarko, feel a bishul obishul nami, which is again, we're saying, which says, we saw what spoke about the Zach, it's less than, even less than Mechon Shah, yishlom ra kamashlan, dilav ketuma, feel a mistama yovelo osr. So it comes out, l'maisa, that the Ritva will say, the Ramban, the Ritva say it's mutter. And the first day at Taisus, even Pachos Machel Ben Yisoy, even it's mutter in Pachos Machel Ben Yisoy, even mutter even less than Machel Ben Yisoy, cut me v'huvaru. According to the second day of Taisus, and Lamaisa, according to the second day of Taisus, the pshat is that what we'll only matter it when it's what it was vushel called sarko. Each one was talking about different cases, and therefore Lamaisa in a situation where. We're talking about katan v'nislabna, it's pachas. Then, in such a case, Reb Chia was talking about katan v'nislabsa, which is pachas mihuvara. That would be mutter in pachas v'machal menisoy. But in a situation where it's huvara, the pashup shot is that what we'd only allow bishul kol tzarko. So, how do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch beferish. Tavshus is pasuk sasvul is pasuk called tzarko, and as again as I said to Zach and Seder, what does that mean? I got to tell you, I always thought that meant when you read that Rishon Gimel Sifalf, is pasuk sasvul is pasuk called tzarko. What is first thing that comes to your mind? I thought Michael Ben Yisoy. You see, no, it's not Michael. It's even less than that. Okay, is pasuk sasvul is pasuk called tzarko. The feeling is pasuk called tzarko when some of the yafalo chashin and shem yichata vasul leshoshla and can garf shahotzi mina kol agachal mokotam. So what does the Magen Rambam say in Sifkan Gimel on that? Even if it's Huvar Acharkach, it's Mutter. because you megalodas, you don't want the low boy the cholim. It's enough. So you see, the head of the Magen Avraham says it's going on the Shulchan Aruch's case, even if Lonish Baskal Tzarka, which we're saying is less than Michael Ben Dusoy. So it seems to be Halacha Lamaisa, he's going like the first day in Taisus, like the Ramban, like the Ritva. However, Rabbi Kiveger is cholik on the Magen Avraham, and he says, look in Taisus in the Rashba, right there. He says, Davka Le'inyan Nispasha what? Davka Le'inyan Nispasha Kol Tzarka is a Ketuma. Less than that, Lamaisa, it's not considered to be Ketuma. If it's Nislapsa, okay, that's not really lit up so well, so that's Ketuma L'chomili. So Rabbi Kiveger is chaylik lamais on the Magen Avraham. So if you look in the Eishel Avraham and Sifkon Dalit, the Prima Gonim Eishel Avraham Achin, the Prima Gonim and the Eishel Avraham Sifkon Dalit, he says the Magen Avraham is noket lekulam imidi derabanan. What do you mean? What do you mean noket lekulam imidi derabanan? There's a machlois in the 2 days in Taisus. The Magen Avraham said since this is derabanan, whereas lina lekula, we allow it, and we're saying in our words even less than Machel Ben Dusoy. That's Lechura, what Rabbi Kiveger meant. So in other words, even though the Rabbi Kiveger comes to be cholik on the Magen Avraham, the way the Prima Gadim interprets the Magen Avraham is that that's really what he meant. Halacha l'maisa. That's really what he meant. And, you know, that was Lechura l'maisa. That's the Kavana, the Miyashi, the horror of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, Rabbi Kiveger argues in the Magen Avraham. He says, how can you say such a thing? It's got to be only Zizbashu called Tzarka. What are you talking about, says the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim defends the Magen Avraham. And he says, this is a topic to Rabbanan. Why should you require what Zizbashu called Tzarka? Even if it's less than Michael Ben Yisrael, it should be good. And the truth is, if you look, Lamaisa, I was saying to Zach before and saying, I know the Or Lavana presents this Mr. Brura, Reishin Gimel Sif Yadal, that he's talking about a case of Mechel Ben Yisrael. He doesn't mention Mechel Ben Yisrael. It's got to mean less than that. Poshup Shad is, we're talking about a case, it's low Bishulk. It's less than that. Poshup Shad is that the Mechaber is paskening Halach Lamaisa, like the Magen Avraham said, that you don't need Mevusha Kol Tzarka. If you look at the Shart, see, it's called Yud Zion. He says, "I savik rabbanan lekula." That's the Prima Gadim shot Magen Avraham. He says, "Bemis, you don't need all this because the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, they all say it's ketumel komili." So Lamaisa, you know, the Shartzin. Okay, so this Ora Levana says, "I don't really understand what the Shartzin is saying." So called sold. It's 2 days in Taisus, and you know Lamaisa, who's you know, he's just trying to bring a reason that we hold savik rabbanan lekula. And that's a legitimate reason what the Magen Avraham is saying. So I don't know. He says, I don't know if the Shartzin is saying it as a kasha. Shartzin, he said he was saying it as a kasha. Shartzin said, saying no matter what, Lamaisa, it's good. Some of your bottle of cooler. Okay, so even though he points out, Lamaisa, you know, those who've shown him that say that in Sifkan Yitzayin, he says, points out like the Ramban, Kiktum Lechomili. Okay, fine. So it's not really a, I don't know, he pretended it as a kasha. The bottom line is that Lamaisa is saying something, no matter what it is, there's Rishonim that you can rely on, and the Magen Avraham is saying something about Lakula. That's how he interpreted the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, and the Taina Rebbe Kiveger, the Magen Avraham, Lechru is a Pella. Rebbe Kiveger is Matzdikim. Okay, let's take this a step further. Or Levana brings up an interesting Shiloh, and that is, well, Yehuda, we'll get to you, but let's just take this a step further. This whole din of Kutma Vehuvara, the assumption is that the pot is already on. The pot is already on. It was Garva called him, and then it relights. What happens if it relit before you put the pot on? Boy, Levana brings up this shiloh. If you'd asked me, I would have thought it'd be a problem. You're putting it halash now, no? If you look in the Rit voice, it says, Chedusha Rebbe Yuchasim L'Ran, Chedusha Ran, and Lamed Zayin. He has the following Lashon. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Pshitolan the kolkot me b'shash shenasim lav tavshol filu huver lacher mikan kitnu mi yikar mahanya to akevin miktima koldu yisagi koldu yisagi chesim lelav chule pshita shesof kitima zul yisbar afilu achi shari chule memela shmuinin the kitima shibashas nesinus kadeira askinin huver lacher nesinus kadeira the mikmi achi huvera vadayu the kitima lo mahani vlo midi vchule ad kan l'shoyne clear according to the Ritva. That the whole din of Kutma Vehuvara
is Hainu Dafkiv Tuvara after the Nisin Zakhtera.
No doubt, like we thought. But Avaksas Kosha.
If you do Asr Kotma Vuvara Kodim Nisin Zakhtera, so shouldn't we Asr a Katima that you know it's going to be recooked or relit, Sofali Spire? We know that Katimish Sofali's bar was good. Why don't you say that? If you're going to tell me that what? That cut of Uvara that happened before you put the Katimish on his officer, so why don't you ask the Sofali's bar? You know about it. Maishno Zemizeh. So says the Oral of On, Yesh Lachavd Mizelizer. Why? To put the Kedir on already when it's relit, there's no Hetzach Hadas. When you put it on, there's no ketimivesh at all. Stam ketima, even if you know it's going to be lit physically, though, the ketima is there, it exists. Yir meisiach das vol yovelachtas. That's a beautiful chiluk that he says. And that etzim din of katna v'huvra kodem anachas akadeira, is it so poshut that it's asur? Ritva says it's asur. But maybe it's totally in amachlegis and rishonim. Maybe it's totally in the Machlokes Rishonim. What is the Geter Adin of Gruf of Ketumah? Is the Gruf of Ketumah Hesiach Tas from the Eish? Or is the Gruf of Ketumah Hesiach Tas from the Tavshel? From the food itself. The Rajba in the beginning of the Kira quoted the Yushalmi. And what does he say? Shein tzarech liktom atzloyesh nikar bo elakevich katam sas mucham nulsa shumisyayish v'menam inrotz bechitui adkan l'shoyne. It's mucham mitvarov that the heter of ketumah is because of gilui das they mesiach das from the eish. You don't want an eish gedola. Therefore, there's no chashash k'asal l'chituye. The Ramban has a similar loss in Maskach Yigrov. V'zol l'shono hatam l'vishim ma'arav efer v'eish legamri solik tait mechitua eish ukvar kilkulu v'yisich taitu mimeno akam l'shono. It's mashmal in the Ramban also chlor to see it as from the eish, and the Mishabrut Sivkon Yudala and the Balatanya say the same thing. However, how did the Chiddush Yaran articulate this? Chiddush Yaran's loshin, let's read the loshin. He says like this, v'zol l'shono Dim Gorf Agacholim Nosen Efer Agabe Agacholim Mutter. The Golia died in Lonichale Bechamimus Hakadera. Bechamimus Hakadera. Underlined it 100 times. Velo Osilach Duye. It's Muchuk the Heter is that there's a Gilu Dasa you don't want to add on to the Bishul of the cooking of the food. There's a Gilu Dasa Lotzarak Far Lahosin Bishul Bikter Shis Basha Yoser Maher. And Rashi and Laman Zayinim is has a similar Lashon, no? Shiny Hacha Katma, what's Rashi's Lashon? Come on, everyone knows Rashi's Baal Peh in Kira. V'zel Lashon V'gali Daite D'lonichle B'tzemuke. Excellent. B'tzemuke. What's the Rambam's Lashon Pirik Gimel Alacha Dalet? Gara V'kata Mesiach Daito Mizeh Atavshel. Then he goes with Shemichat Beish. So maybe you could say like this. A shtickle. Lefi Ran Rashi in the Rambam, the Nidasich Das from the Tavshul. It could very well be Pshita. You're not allowed to leave the Kedera, Acha Shehuver Eish. Because you Megala Das that you what? If it's Kutma V'Havaron, you haven't put the pot on, for sure it's Usher. Because now Mesiach Das from the Tavshul. The Rai is, I'm putting it back on, there's a flame. But Lefi the Rashi in the Ramban, that Sof Kol Sof, I was Mesiach Das from the Eish through a Ketima that existed once. Even when I put the Kedera on, after it's already relit, maybe I don't care. That's what he wants to suggest to Oralavona. Not a bad swara. But then he backs out of it and he says, Benison, even according to Rashman the Ramban, if it's relit, obviously Lamaisa, obviously it's Ikar Das Adam Zamatz of Eish that where you're putting it on. And therefore it's Gilui Das. The Bemis, even though you don't need a Maisa based on Nachas HaKedera, you don't need a Maisa Ketima based on Nachas HaKedera, but even if it was done before, but I'll go upon him now, you need the Ketima to be there based when you're putting the Ketera. If it's not there, La Maisa, if it relit before Nachas HaKedera, that's not called a Ketima. Says the Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal, quoted the Shus Yitzchak Omud Mem Beis. So he throws out this shtickle. La Maisa,
All the poskim rasasim, they never wrote that huvaru kodem anachas hakdeira. L'maisa poskim sotnu lo kasvu huvaru kodem anachas hakdeira lomahani. They didn't write it the fairs, but ach efshim mitok pshitas adavar. It's a posha thing. They didn't need to write it. So it's very hard to imagine that if it relit already, before you put the pot on, it's going to be mutter. Posha pshad, you have to say that it's awesome. But let's take this even a step further. Would it mahani katama v'huvara? You do shira katama v'huvara is when it's nicker. That dying the ketim is nicker. Hainu bovich l'huvara l'gamri. Didn't relight completely. Or do we say, even it's relit completely to the degree it's not nicker at all, the ketim is it mutter? Does there have to be any hekeris that there was a ketima once? So it's mistaber that also you could be told of this on a machlej yishoyim. What is the getter din of the time of ketima? The Ramban we said is in order to mesiach das from the eish. The Ran we said is bur lehedya that the ketima is lehekeira. Klomar shenu mesiach das meish avam mikom kshir to lachdos v'yira ketima shasam yirav shabbos yiskur lo yavo lachdos. According to the Ran, it's a reminder that you will not do, you won't be mechate. According to the Ramban, the ketim is lasiach das me'esh. According to the Ran, it's a hecker. According to the Ran, it's a hecker that you will not what? It's a hecker you won't restoke it. So maybe you could say the following, that according to the Ran, it must be nicker the ketim also to be a hecker. Whereas according to the Ramban, once you were Mesiach Das from the Eish, even if now it's not Nikr Nishkeferlich, I was once Mesiach Das. That's what one could say, Ashtikl. But this also, Dover saying, you could slug up. Because you could say, even according to the Ran, granted Lemaisa, even according to the Ran, a hecker is a hecker. Remember we suggested this tomorrow? Why does a hecker have to be right now? Maybe a hecker could even be Erev Shabbos. Maybe according to the Ran, it doesn't have to be Nikr right now. And even in Tuvur Lagamri, maybe there's no chash because once I had a hecker, and that's enough. So from the Rishonim, you can't be poshut to Shaila. But from the Gedolei Achronim, L'chura is a machlokes whether the ketima must be nicker. If you look at Reb Moshe, in that famous Shuvah Zechelik Dalai, Simenai Dalai Os Lamed, Reb Moshe's mashma, he says the following, it's mistaber that what katma afshili labso, there's a ksas hecker, and therefore Lamaisa could very well be that Lamaisa it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. You have to have a hecker though, when it's Husser the Efer Shekotam, and it's not naked at all, then he says it's a problem. But as long as there's something hecker at that time, that's enough, says Ramosha. So you must be hecker at that time. You need some type of hecker that there was a ketim. That's what Moshe writes. However, he brought up that sugya of katna afshin shinlabsa. So there was still a hecker there. There was katna. There was still a hecker. There was katna. So the Ora Lavona just points out very beautifully that according to Rashi, katna and the slabsa is the same thing as katna v'hubara. Right? So then it's afshir lomar. Just like katzav and labso, it's nikra ketimaso. So too, kumoke my katma v'hubara, it's nikra adayin ketimaso. But according to Taisus, where we said that the slabso was less than huvara, there's no echreach that in the case of katma v'hubara, it has to be what? There's no echreach that it's adayin nikar. Because according to Taisus, huvara is a higher level. L'chura, the whole chilik in huvara and in slabso, is where it's huvara lagamri and it's not nikar or not. So that's lechura according to what? So it's muchuk from Reb Moshe, they understood from Rashi it's the same thing. Halach l'maisi. Even though Reb Moshe didn't mention the din of katma v'huvara, he only mentioned katma l'sabsa, but mitoch tvarov, it's mashma l'maisi that you always needed to be nikar. So Or Alavana just points out l'maisi, that's all according to Rashi. Al kaponim, you see from Reb Moshe needed to be nikar. However, the Chassam Sofer in his Kedushim, Pak More, is mashma against Reb Moshe.
The Gemara's lashon is on Lamed Zayin and Beis. Kod mevruvim ashen al levchula. Porach shemamim stav yavlamuter umetaret shiny yachak katno yachy myla meimro. Hoover it zirchlei. Mao the tamei came into Hoover raw hadra leila milsa kamaisa kamash malan. Says Chedusha Sham Seifer. What was the havamina? What was the makshin? The makshin held that lemaisa. The makshin held that the kavanas atarzin was talking about cases that the tumah was nikar. So it's a hecker mixes. Frak the Gemara. What's the chiddush? What's the Gemara's answer? No, it's not nikar at all. So what's the havamina? Hadra leila kamaisa. Kamash Malan, that what? Nevertheless, it's mutter. Zok the Chsam Seifer, the way the Gemara comes out from the Shakta, the Tari, the Maskana, you don't need any hecker at all. Nothing. Even as that Nikka Ketimasso, against your Moshe. And the Sefer Pnei Shabbos Simon Beis quotes a support for the Chsam Seifer, that the Magen Rav Sifka and Gimel quotes from the Beis Yosef, Afilu B'Ketima Kol Shu Usagi. And what does the Ritva say to Miuchasim? The Miuchasim, the Chidush HaRitva, Miuchasim Loran. That he writes, Vizel Shono, Afilu Huvero Akarkak, Tima Mi Kara Mahanya, Da Kavin the Mikhtima Koldu, Sagi Kinxim Leva Kule, Pshitish Yosof Kitima Zulis Parafilakishari. It's Mashma, Kitima Koldu is good, even though it's burning well afterwards. Even though there's no hecker at all, the Agle Taos Mashma the way Melechas Eifa, Melechas Ovasif Kod Memchesos Gimel, even though there's no hecker at all, it's Mutal Haxer. So it comes out, Lemaisa Machlaikis Tin Reb Moshe, against the Chsam Sofer, supported by this Ritva. And the Shusyitzu, Perek Dalos, Dakos, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, that Ledina, Kotna, Vahuvara, is Mutter, even if it's not Nikar. Even though it's not Nikar now. So it comes out to be a big machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim. Maybe it doesn't even have to be Nikar. It's a tremendous point in that notion of the hecker that existed once, maybe he's good. Doesn't have to exist right now. Interesting. So let's get to now Ketima Shesofeli's buyer, Halacha Lamaisa. So what is that din of Ketima Shesofeli's buyer? So if you look in the Ritvoya, Yuchasim Loran and Daflamat Zayin, what's the Lashon? So the Shabshikla and Kol Shekotna B'Shas Shenosel Lav Tavshul, Filuhuver Lachar Mikar Ketima Ni Mikar Mahanya. To Akevin Ni Ketima Koldu, Sagin Echsim Lav Chule, the Pshita Shesof Ketima Zulis Bar, Filuhachar Shari V'Chule, Ad Kam Lashonah. Mavur Mitvarov, that Sofel is bar Ketima, if you know for sure it's Sofel is bar, it's good. However, the Ramban, and Daf Lamed Vav, and Bezer Maskach Yigrof, what's his Lashon? We mentioned it before. What's the Gerer Din of Tam Heter Ketima? Kimivar Yimarev Eish Va'offer. Legamri Tzolik Daito Mechitu Ya'esh, Lekvar Kukul Vesich Daito Yemenu. What is that Mashma? It's Mashma Yidvarv that Stam Ketima is Eino Sofel is bar. Stam Ketim is able because Kfar Kilkulu. L'chura l'maisa, there's no raya midvarov l'hata Ketim is Shesofel is bar, because that's usually what it's done. You know what I mean? That's the way Ketim is usually. It's not Sofel is bar. But l'maisa, don't bring me a raya that l'maisa, if Sofel is bar l'maisa, you know, it's not a raya l'maisa, the matter Ketima Shesofel is bar, because maybe that's the nature of Ketima. It's not Sofel is bar. But maybe it would be Sofel is bar, Taka wouldn't be good. So they went from the Ritvitz Mashma that it's good. Ketima Shesofel is bar. It's mutter, Ketima, even it's going to relit. The Ramban l'maisa is saying the whole point is to, you know, it's Mekalka. That's usually what the whole point of Ketima is. Okay, fine. The whole point of Ketima is Ein Sofel is bar, because Har Kfar Kilkul. So maybe if it is Sofeli's bar, maybe Taka, what? It is a problem from the Ramban. So it could be it's a Machlois Rif in the Ramban. Bemison, this might be anchored on the Yishalmi. We mentioned earlier, big Machlois is the beginning of Kira, Ketima Bekoldu Sagi. So what's the Shita Tosef and Shabbos have gotten involved? You have to what? Put ashes on all the coals. You have to remove everything. Lamaisa, you just have to what? You have to what? Sarkh Ligro for Hotzi Kaka Cholim. That's what it's no better than Grefa. But when you do Kitum, you have to what? Luudin Sarkh Lakadim Kolaka Cholim. What'd you say? We don't have to remove everything, but you have to get a little bit of ashes in every coal. Remember we said that? You don't have to cover every coal with all ashes, but every coal has to be touched a little bit. Dai Bikisui Kolish Vidak. Whose shita was that? Tosefes Shabbos. You remember who argued on that? Pretty sure it's in the Bechina. And this is a Bechina, but also it's for Chazara for you. You should do all the questions. You should do all the questions. But you take, only do 33, you have the easiest Bechina you ever take. And you get the credit, Lamaisa. Rizam Nechem, you have Smicha from Rizam Nechem, you should do my Rebbe, Lamaisa. 72 questions you take home for your day. I wrote a whole notebook for him. He had to do all 72. 33 out of 145. Okay? You can do the math. So the Tiferes Yisrael, you remember the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah? Perek Gimel, Sifkot, and Tes, Os Tes. What did the Tiferes Yisrael write? You remember what he said the Kavanah Yishami was? He said, Lamaisa, some of them you have to completely charcoal, or ash, rather. You have to put ashes on some of them. You don't have to touch all of them, but the ones you do, you got to what? You got to make sure you do you cover them completely. You can do mixas, but you do those mixas completely. A katima gemur. So it could be, and says the Oral Avonah, maybe, you could be told of this machloik, is that the Ritva, who said that what katima shesofo lizbar is good, holds like who? The Tosefes Shabbos. You don't have to put ashes on every coal. It's enough to spread it. Halacha lemaisa. It's enough to spread it. Because why? Because even if it's sofa lizbar, it's good. That's why it doesn't require ashes on every coal. You follow me? Just a little bit on every coal. All right, relits doesn't make any difference. If he relits, it's still good. Relights. The Ramban hold no, that through the ketim you have to makalkal the ash, and therefore lemaisa, you better do a ketim kedura. Grant you don't have to do it on all of them, but mixes coal and those ones you do, you got to do the whole thing. It's a good clean. But then he says, efshir, you can be mazbe the machloikis in a different way. And lemaisa, what's the getter adin of the heter ketima? So according to the Rabban, it's a mesiach das lemaisa. So it could be the ketima shesovel bar, you're not mesiach das. It's usher. You know it's going to go back on, so you're not mesiach das. But according to the Ran, it's all a function of a heker. It's very mistaber to say that even though it's going to relit, you have a heker now, and once I had a heker, it's fine. Okay, you want to be able to remember, you won't be mechat. That's one type of heker. But there's another type of heker we said. When you did an Erev Shabbos, you could think about it. It's munach barosho. So maybe you could say that a ketimish yisofel lizbar, in that case, if you hold like the Ran, that it's a heker, it would be what? It would be good. Maybe you hold like the Ran and put together, with the Ritva, you would say it's good. Whereas if you held like the Ramban, the Ramban would work l'shitoso, that, you're not mesiach da, because you know it's going to be relit. Okay. Now, do you guys remember, I'm pretty sure it's in the Bechina, I'm not sure. You remember that Ram in the Parish of Mishnayis? By Basar Chai, I'm not sure if you were here that day, Ari. The Ram had a Chiddush Nifla, that by Kenera Chayasi, and he stick a raw piece of meat in, no problem, Hashem Echata. The Ram had a Chiddush Yerek Chai, a vegetable. Amazing. We had a whole story, the Ram and Shabbos. Remember we had that whole story? There's a safe for the Ram's Chiddushim on Shas. So they have a story where the Ram records in that Kamari. Remember that story with the Rima guy serving the Rif? Remember? And he said, put the vegetable in and it's all good. Remember that? Because we said, you remember that, Lamaisa. So, because the Ram of the Achazaka said what? He said, Basar Chai. And the parents were said, Yerach Chai. So was he Chozer? Was it a misprint? Remember the Miri's curse was Yerach Chai? Yerach, a thigh, a raw thigh. But we also said this, I want you to get this, Stickle. It's very interesting. Remember we had a Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah, this is where thank God we're able to get to this topic. Kesef Mishnah made a sushdelt between Lamaisa, Yerek Chai, and the din of Kotlas Yisofelis Bar, our topic now. The Ram in the Pirish Mishnayis, in the beginning of Kira, writes Yerek Chai. Stoch HaPela. It's going to be cooked up Friday night very easily. So you remember what the Kesef Mishnah said? Kesef Mishnah made a sushdal perikimu lachaches that as long as you do a maisa mochiach, it's midkar v'loss of the chuyah. You may see a das memenu. And he made a sushdal to our topic of ketima. Ketima v'sovel lizbar. So, lamaisa, or Lavona says, what kind of sushdal is that? There's a big difference. The sinas chai, what kind of maisa mochiach? Maisa mochiach, it's going to get cooked up in a few minutes. You weren't mesiach das from anything. The ketima, granted, you understand why it was. There was a heker once. There's a big difference. Number two, lemaisa,
Number two, so what is he? What kind of comparison is he? He's medamit to ketima lamaisa. He's medamit lamaisa to such a case of ketima. So maybe what the Kesef Mishnah meant is katna v'huvara. That's what he meant to say. He meant to compare it to katna v'huvara. Now that's a little difficult because it's not mashal like that from the Kesef Mishnah that is talking about katna v'huvara. It seems like the way the Kesef Mishnah says it is, he's just comparing it lamaisa of ketima shesofa lisbar lamaisa. I mean, he doesn't seem to say that b'feirish. He just says shari lishos kedera ketuma. Who says he's talking about Kedumah Vuvra? Does not match. And even if he is, Yesh L'chalik. And they see this Yerachai, you know it's going to get cooked. You're not Messiah Tats. Meshkeh, you're Hakma Vuvra, Bishas Ketimah. You don't know it's going to what? You don't know it's going to relit. And at that time, you're Messiah Tats. So says the Oral Avona like this. I want you to get it. You know what the Kesef Mishnah meant to Sushto? Beautiful. He meant like the Ritva. A Ketimah Koldu, you know. The Ritva says, and the Tosefa Shab has said, all you got to do is put a little bit on each one, sprinkle it. But you know it's Sofalis Boyer. If you're only going to put a little bit, that's enough. That's what Nesinis Yerachai means as well. Even though you know it's going to be cooked, it's enough a shtickle hacker. That's enough. And therefore, it's Bavur Lehedi Ketzimishol, it's Ketimish Sofalis Boyer is Shari. He says, Samachti Maod, Dora Lavon was Mechavin to the Shus Yitzchuk. And Omer Lamed, that was also Mochir the Shtikol Torah from the Kesef Mishnah too as well. So it wasn't just comparing it to what? Kedera Ketuma Stam. He was comparing it to Ketima Shesovelis Boyer. Ulebine. Mavur. Shvus Yitzchuk. Meshem Rabbi Yosef Zatzal. That we hold Ketima Shesovelis Boyer like the Ritva. It's good, like the Kesef Mishnah. And listen to this. It's Mutu the Dushia B'toner Chashmol. An electric oven. Just cover up the Gufei Chimum B'pach. Cover up the buttons, cover up the ash inside the oven. And even if you know the chom is going to get hotter when you open it up because of the thermostat, nothing to worry about. Why? Because it's kumash shesovelis bar, which is mutter. Amazing. It's kumash shesovelis bar. Aye, thermostat. The thermostat, you're worried about it? Well, if it's certainly all cooked, what are you worried about? People get worried about, aren't you raising it? Isn't that havara? Okay. But it's not a problem from the perspective of what? From the Shemi Echata Lamaisa, because it's Ketimish Yisof Ali's Bar. But I don't know how that's going to help you on a Mice of the Rice of Avara, no? When you open up the thermostat on a Mice of Avara. But he says, at least vis a vis Shehiyah, it's not going to be a problem. So the Or Alavona says, Chashavti Loimar, listen to this, should be mutter to cover the Kira with tinfoil. You know it's going to be burnt up. Katnash Yisof Ali's Bar. It's katna v'sofalis bar, which is what? Which is mut. That's what he wants to say. Now you remember we gave three reasons why we thought tinfoil was bad. You remember that? Remember one layer of tinfoil, we gave three reasons. You remember what the svaras were? We had three reasons why it was bad, the tinfoil, right? One is because ma'at the chom. Two is the what? Usually it's people use it during the week, it's on nicker. And three is it's going to get burnt up and ripped. So on that last svara, you could respond and say, it's so full of these bars, covers all these bars, maybe it's good. So the Or Letzion though writes, Chelik Beis, Perik Yud Zayin, Sifav, and the Biurim, that if you want to lace the plata with tinfoil, you need to use a lot of stuff that it's not going to rip, a few layers. The Fum Riyat, that's Mashma, aren't you worried about cutting the sofa these bars? No. That doesn't bother him because he held his mutter. He held his mutter. Lo sfirle ledina de sharina keep me sofa lees bar. Because he should have mattered based on that. So it seems like he doesn't hold of this heter. And if you look in the Sefer Mor Shabbos, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, they acid aluminum because it's usuli sarif. It's not like katna v'huvara. Katna v'huvara at least works the first time. This is bogus. You know for sure it's going to burn. It gets burned immediately. It doesn't even last. So Lafiza Tziotzi Machloikis in the Poskim, whether we lack Tkutna Shesofalis Boyer. If you look in the Sefer Pnei Shabbos Simbez Ba'aris, he quotes Bir Moshe, the Tebetziner, that it's also to cover the Kiru with what? With tinfoil, three reasons. One, the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim never mentioned that it's mutter to cover something if you know that it's going to what? Get consumed, the Kisui. She's Barak Kisui. Number two, even according to the Ritva that allows it,
maybe aluminum foil is bad because it's nisraf even before it gets to makom and nisoy. It's nisraf even before it gets to makom and nisoy. Halacha lamaisa. It's nisraf even before it gets to makom and nisoy. So it's like you had nothing. You follow me, Zach? And that's why it's going to be a problem less than makom and nisoy. It's like you had nothing. Halacha lamaisa. Okay. There's no raya that it's mutter. You see, on that there's no raya that it's mutter. There's no raya that it's mutter, halacha lamaisa. Why? Because maybe it's matter only where it's going to burn after it's makom and nisoy, like Hananya, like the Ramohel. So, also, we said it's used always during the week, and there's no hecker that's going to stop you. So it comes out, according to Bir Moshe, even according to Ritva, it's not Poshut that he would allow Kira with aluminum foil. The Fizer, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Ohr Letzion would say, even if what? Kitma Shovelis Bar works, we would ask for the tin foil. That's the Poshut Pshat, Lamaisa. But he says, Poshut Divrem, they weren't Mechalik, whether it was Mimachal Minasori, or whether, you know, before it burnt or not, seems to be the Aser, no matter what, never use aluminum foil. That lechru is against the Ritva. Because the Ritva says, Ovalis bar is good. They seem to say, never use aluminum foil. They don't say, I'm worried about what? I'm worried about whether it was before or after. Masha, they're not holding like the Ritva. Maybe they held it was Aser. Maybe. Maybe they held it was Aser, and maybe that's all anchored based on that Ramban against the Ritva. But Ladina, Gedolei HaPoskim argue whether it's good or not. Even the Matirim, though, we shouldn't use an aluminum foil unless you use layers of it. You know it's not going to rip. Okay, that's the first mahal. Let's get to now smiche. Let's start the Indian of smiche. Okay. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, has the Shaila, Ma'u Lismoch. The whole first Shaila in Perakira we know was left as by Lifshita. Is lo yitein, lo yachzer, is a lo yachzer. That's by Lifshita. But the Shaila about Ma'u Lismoch on Lamed Zayin Rav is answered. It's answered explicitly, my Havala. The Gemara says, Beferish. The Brisa says that Beferish, that it's mutter, Lamaisa, to put the food alongside of it, on the side of it, not on top of the Kira, even if it was not shoveled or banked, says it's mutter. Tois is on the bottom, says you can't lomo mikam this smoke by us, by the fire, because they're their walls. In the Gemara's case, they're walls. Okay. But nonetheless, that's the Shaila. And Tois is the previous Tois, Damasco Mao, this smoke, says, what are we talking about? So Tois says, Halach Lamaisa, the Shaila of the Gemara. Taisa says that the suffix of the Gemara is, according to Rabban Lishos Tran, is there a tzad Lamaisa to matter Chazara b'smiche? According to Taisa, that's goof for the suffix of the Gemara. However, according to the Rashbun, the Ritva, Pshita, that's Aser. What's the suffix of Gemara? Shehiyah. The Sof of the Gemara is Shehiya. The Sof of the Gemara is Shehiya. According to the Rashman, the Ritva, and there's their Masbir, Lamaisa. See, each sheet, you see, Taisa says, the Sveik of the Gemara is Bein Ladini Shehiya, Bein Ladini Achazar. According to both days. Their Masbir, Lamaisa, Lishos Tan, the Bein Gemara is Mutta Lishos Vesmicha Bilvad. Right? Ulaman Damar Lamaisa. That's the way the Rashman and the Ritva learn. According to Tosfos, the Sveik of the Gemara is Bein Ladini Shehiyah, Bein Ladini Chazara. The Rashman and Ritva say, Lishos Tan exclusively. Lishos Besmiche. Lachzer Tanan, Lachzer Besmiche. And the Ritva, the third Shita, on Tetzan Amal Dabi Arif, says that the Shia is only according to Mandamar, Lishos Tanan. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zaynichol Shabbos. The Rambam writes, "Beferish Kupa sheisiku bekashiv begavav arek akira shehusku bekashiv begavav mashen lo mutter lismoch lakira mibeherev vavabishin agaru v'katum." That's the Rambam. Where Perakim Halacha Zayin. What does he say in Halacha Yud? Kol shein machzir alav ein somchol b'Shabbos. Yes, kol shein machzir ein somchol b'Shabbos. Says the Magen of Rom. Reishdun Gimel Sifei. It's mashma that on Shabbos it's asr to smicha be'ena grufa. The shayla in the Gemara was on what? Was on Erev Shabbos. Yes? But on Shabbos, it's also the smicha and a grufa. L'svarashniyah. Who's the svarashniyah? Chananya. If you hold like Chananya, it's mutter even b'Shabbos. Like the Ramah writes, b'sof zimin zeh. Oh. So nechleku ha-poiskim. Let's get it. What is the beer of the Magen Avraham? Nechleku ha-poiskim. What is the beer of the Magen Avraham in the Rambam? Okay? Nechleku ha-poiskim. So the bottom line is, I want you to get it, okay? Is there three shittas, three different shittas, bebir Magen Avraham b'divrei Rambam? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger Machzas Hashekel, please get it. According to the Rabbanon, smichas mutter b'shiyum mibod yom, but not hachazara. But according to Chananya, smichas mutter even hachazara. Again, according to the Kivei Machzas Hashekel, Shehi Smichas Mutter B'Shehi Mibod Yom, but Chazara is Aser. That's the Fidah Rabbana. According to Chananya, Smichas Mutter even Chazara. But there's a further machlokes within this sheet. Please get it. Between the Tosefes Shabbos and Tilul David, is the din of Shnei Kiris Hamatimis? You know Shnei Kiris Hamatimis? The Ramah's case when you have enough space on the top for two pots, is that the same identical din? Or is it even more makel, Shnei Kir Tiris Hamatimos? You know, one was Garif and Katam, the other one wasn't. Is that the same identical din? Or do we say we're even more makel and the Rabbana would allow HaChazara by Shnei Matimos? Would we say that's even more makel? So if you look, Lamaisa comes out, Lamaisa, the Tosefes Shabbos says the Rabbana would allow even a Chazara in that case. Amazing. The Rabbana would allow a Chazara in that case. Tosefes Shabbos, and the Tilul David says no, the Rabbana would only allow Shiyum Yibodim, not HaChazara. So that's the first sheet. Second sheet. The Dogam Mevava. You know the Behudas Perish in Shulchan Aruch called Dogam Mevava? The Dogam Mevava writes, you know what the Rabbana hold? Even Chazara B'Smicha is good. But Smicha L'Kachila on Shabbos is Usher. What does Chananya say? According to Dagam Ravava, even Smicha L'Kachila is Mutter. Even Smicha L'Kachila is Mutter. L'Kachila on Shabbos. To put it there, Me'ach Hadosh. That's according to who? The Dagam Ravava. And number three is the sheet of the Beis Meir. Beis Meir holds that according to Rabbanan and Chananya, it's mutter even smicha l'chachila on Shabbos. It's mutter even l'chachila on Shabbos. Smicha. Amazing. Even according to Rabbanan. The Beis Meir is yeshitas b'chudeshes. Mishabru quotes him in Sifkot Ted Vav, the Sharetzi in Sifkot Chav Aleph. Please get it. Mishabru Reishon Gimel Sifkot Ted Vav quotes all these three sheetas. It's amazing. I actually saw this morning. This Mishnah Berurah quotes the three Shitas. And this is a Shita Mechudesh of this Beis Meir. Is there any Makom Rishonim to back up the Beis Meir? Yes, the Rosh. Pashup Shad the Rosh, Pir Gimel, Simin Yud, Mevi Adam, Shekazah, the Mevi Adam, Kiton Shomayim, and Menicha B'Shabbos, Keneged Hamadura. Keneged Hamadura. What does Keneged Hamadura always mean? Mutter. Because it is dummy to so what? It is similar to here. You need a pen art. Similar to Somech. It's similar to Somech. Okay? Shari Mishim de Dami le Somech. Mizen Nira Li de Shari Smicha le Chachil b'Shabbos. So amazing Rosh. That's even according to the Rabbanan. In the Sefer, Kenei Mori says, no way. That's not the correct Havan in the Rosh. After the Rosh is Mechadish, that Somech le Madura is Mutter, because you have to Marchim in Adura, there's a Hecker. Kenegim Adura is much better than Smicha. Kenegim Adura is Mutter l'chachila b'Shabbos. Smicha is not Mutter l'chachila, only a Chazara. So Lomaisa in the Tilul David says, after the Verdachak B'losh and Arash, Rayat Sumi says, Mehad l'pashtinu yibayu l'somach mehad abevi yadam kito shomayim. Why didn't the Gemara post the Shaila? Why didn't the Gemara post the Shaila of what? Of Ma'ol Lismach from the din of kito shomayim. Elavoden, you see, Smicha is more chomer than what? Than Kenegim Adura. That's an interesting Rayat. Chazon Ish writes that as well. So please get that down. But nonetheless, there are three shitas, guys. Three shitas. How do you interpret the Magen Rambam in the what? In the Rambam's shot. Oh. So I did that Mishnah Berurah this morning. And this is a very good methodological mussar to me, first and foremost, everyone else. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Deva, quotes the shitas. Because what's the Mechaber say? The Mechaber writes, is mutter du smicha, even if it's not karav akotum. Yes? So the first sheet the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that's only Shehiyah. Hachazara is awesome unless you have all the Tanai Chazara. Then he quotes a second sheet and he says, no, even Hachazara is good without all the Tanai Chazaras. And then he quotes a third sheet that even smicha l'chachila, Mechadash, is good. And then he writes, V'ayimah mashakazah ramah v'sov v'simin b'ir Allah Hashem. Now when you regularly have a Seder in Mishnah Berurah, Mechaber Ramah Mishnah Berurah, when you see something like that, do you really look up the simon? I would venture to say most people don't. I can tell you myself I don't. And the best rye is this morning I didn't. And I have to tell you something, that this Sefer was written, Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim, the Holy Ghost is written for Lomdus, written to learn the Sugya of Amkis. He intended that you should look it up. And let's show why it's so important to look it up. He says, look up, I am the Mashkaz of Ramah, B'Sol HaSim, and B'Ir Allah HaShem. So what does the Ramah Taka say? I was just saying, Zach, when Mishnah Berurah quotes the three shittas here, what we discussed this morning, but I said, when you have a Seder, Mechaber Ramah Mishnah Berurah, most people won't look it up. But Mishnah Berurah has written the Holy Chofetz Chaim for the Lomdus, this soul is learning in depth this Sefer. He wanted you to look it up. What did he say after he quotes the last three shittas? After he quotes the three shittas, I am Mashkaz of Ramah, B'Sol HaSim, and B'Ir Allah HaShem. He intends you to look it up. What does the Ramah say, talking the end of the Simon, Rashon Gimel? What does he say? So let's investigate it. He says, if the Kederis are Adayin Chamin, Mutter Afilu Yisrael La'amin Eitzel Toner Beis Achayrif, Me'achash Yisbar, the Terim Shalman Islam Kiru, Usmicha Bekirishen Agruva Kaduma, Kedin Gruva Kaduma, Linin Nesin Alea, Farnis Bar, Shenogu Lahaka, Bechazara B'Shabbos, Afilu Anicha Agavi Karka, Look it up. This morning I didn't look it up. So Mishnah Berurah says, what's the command of the Ramah? To matter hachazara b'smicha. And what does the Ramah mean when he says kfar nizbar? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Kuf Hey at the end of the simon says inim b'fnei atzmo. That just like Lina Hachazar Api Kira Grufa, Nisparal El Tzmut, even you leave it on the ground, and as Zach was Mazmer, because he holds like the Ron, remember he held like the Ron, that if you leave it on Erev Shabbos, even though he said Yesh Lachmer, but if you there Erev Shabbos, you don't need all the Tanakh Hazar, remember that? That Ron. Who had denied Lina Lachzar Lisbon against the Tonar Shinagarov? And this guy, Filamino, Mikodom Akabikarka Kamke Mutter. So the Bir Alwaka there, Damascus, someone said this is only good according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say we said? What was Rabbi Kiva Nachas Hashem? Was the first of the three shittas that the Ramah is talking about Chazar B'smicha? Yes, but Ladivrei Adagim Ravava, that the Ramah was talking about what Smicha L'Chachila. You don't have any Havana in this Ramah. First of all, what does the Ramah say? Who didn't Lismoch? What Shaykh Smicha L'Chachila in Hanacha Gabikarka? No, Hanacha Gabikarka is talking about a situation of a Chazara. No, not Nesina Michadosh. The Ode. The high in yonder koinlin hachazara, shemotzim b'shabbos b'boker min atanor v'chulei. The yonder stomach hachazara, you took a b'shabbos b'boker min atanor v'chulei. L'chein yosher nachal afarsh k'mosh afarsh b'kiveger naramah ma'irlin hachazara. Wow! So says the Chazon Ish. Davcha hachazara is mutl l'shitas Chananya. Lismok b'shabbos l'chachilas aser. I can't get a medurah's mutter because lismok is under the rubric of the gzeres chachamim. The gemara in Shaila, ma'u lismok. Shabbos Vadai it's Aser. There it goes around Tocho and Gaba, there it goes around Smich also. Only Lahakser's Mutter. Does anyone say it's good? Nesini Michadash. The Balatanian Sifchof is Mashma. So I gave that Balatanian. Mikra did it's Mutter Smich and Karchila B'Shabbos, but he says, Mokrash and Tzarek, don't do it. Tov Lachush L'Osr. In the Sefer B'Soylum, in Shiva Chazara, he says, Yomeka Lahakser Atav Shalomakam Akisui. Sheno agav makam eish mamish afil yatzal letusbo even to get to the yatzal letusbo yesh lo mismoch because we said he has a din smich Mishnah Berurah sifkan devel bir alacha smich is mutter b'chazar even though the Chazon Ish is mefaklik on the raya but the Mishnah Berurah says zo das kamach ronim so it's clear that you can rely on smich lachzer b'smicha but mechadosh we're not going to allow this halacha lamaisa. Bechadosh, we're not going to allow it. Now let's get to what the Geter Adin of Smicha is. So the bottom line is, the Sefer Bris Oilim and Shiva Chazar Osnan Beis, and the Shemir Shabbos Kilchus of Perak Aleph, Sifcha Beis, the Horus there, they hold Kenegan and Maduro, which means it's Mutter, is when it's not so Cham that it will not lead the Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. That's Mutter to do Shia, Lechachlid of Mokum Seh. If it's going to what? Reach. Lamaisa. If it's going to reach the issue of Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, if it's going to reach Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, it's Mavur Midvarov, the Mokum Kishu Shino Agabe Mokum Eish, Mamish, even Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, it has a din smicha. It has a din smicha. So it comes out, Lamaisa, comes out, let's get that. Poshup shot, Lamaisa. The Poshup shot is according to what? Is the way he sets it up, is the Bris Oilam in the Shmir Shabbos, Halacha Lamaisa, is that it's Mutter to Shiel Lechachila on Shabbos on a Kisui Pach, where there's no Eish, and it will not lead to Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. It's not Yatzel Lettuce, that's Kenegan of Maduro. If it's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, that's Smicha, that's awesome. To do it Shia Michadash. Oh. That's the first shita, and Rav Moshe holds like that. Two chelik dalit simanai that oslamit beis. He seems to say beferish lemaisa davka amakus you have shalom with the yatzel letters bow it's mutter, but if it can be yatzel letters bow it's going to be usher. And the chut sheni chelik beis amud kuflam beis speaks this out as well. Makus yatzel letters bow it's usher. Makus ain't yatzel letters bow it's not called smich even. It's called kenegan madura. Kenegan madura is mutter. Halacha lemaisa. Kenegan Madura is Mutter. Okay? Kenegan Madura is considered to be Mutter. It's not borer, though, from Reb Moshe and from the Chutshoni by a blech, Lamaisa, by a blech, if it reaches Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, is that Smicha or is that Agaba Mamish? That Nakuda wasn't, it's not clear, but Lamaisa, what they allow is if it's less than Yatzel Lettuce, it's good. It's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, it's going to be also. That's Smicha. Kenegan Madura means it's Mutter, that's when it's not going to reach Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. That's the first shita. Second shita is the Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal and the Tzenzer Rav, same thing. They hold that it's Ishashia on Shabbos, whether it's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl or not. The only time it's Mutter is Samach Lekisu Apach, not on Gabav. Always Usher. Any spot on the Blech, thank you very much, Ari. Any spot on the Blech, Lamaisa, is considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem, whether it's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, or even if it's not Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, it's all Usher. Only next to it would be Mutter. Only next to it. You should not be on the Pach. It's on the Pach, that's Usher. That's called Samuch, and it's Usher. On the side would be called Kenegna Medura. And then the third sheet is amazing sheet, Chudah sheet of the Orlet Zion Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed Sifyu Kimmel, where he writes, the Dasar Letzion, it's Mutter to Shiel Lechachila on Shabbos, on the Blech, as long as it's not on the source of the flame, you know, not directly on the stovetop, you know, there are four burners. Don't put it directly on there. But it's Mutter, even if it's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, because he says that's called Kenegan and Madura. That's called Kenegan and Madura, which is a stunning Kiddush, because as the Or Levon asks, so then what is Smicha then? What's Samach? Meaning he's allowing something on the Blech, as long as you don't put it on the Mokum Eish, even if that spot is Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, that's Mutter, that's called Kenegan Maduro. So then what's Smicha according to the Orlitzion? He blabbed Sarachian on the Orlitzion. But that's the third sheet I want you to get. Now, let's backtrack, Lamaisa, for a few moments and think about that Dogam Revolver. We had three sheets to understand the Mokum Eish and the Rambam. What was the Dogger of Moavah's Chiddush? That according to the Rabbanon, it's Mutter Chazorah B'Smicha. Smicha L'Chachil is Aser. But according to Hananya, Smicha L'Chachil is Mutter. What's difficult with the Dogger of Moavah's Pshat? How can you say B'Das Rabbanon that you want to matter HaChazorah? Smicha B'Chazorah. The Pashtus is the Rambam learns L'Shitaso that what? What's the suffix in the Gemara? Lahashos Ptan, like the Rif. So that's Tochav Agabas Aser. Make a Tesech Hazara should be Mutter.
If you're learning that the Sovig Gemara is Lahashos Ptan, right? If you're learning that the Sovig Gemara is Lahashos Ptan, so Lamaisa, why would you come off saying that Hazara Bismicha would be Mutter? What's up, Shav, the Dagger Mawal? I'm the Shitasa. Maybe there's Malkum Loimar. Maybe there's Malkum Loimar in the Avon of the Dagger Mawal Shav Rambam. There's no Raya from the fact that it said Lishos Tanan. Why is there no Raya from the fact that it said Lishos Tanan? Again. Right, we wake up, someone wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Someone asks you, of course you wouldn't say because you didn't say because of Torah, but the pshat is, if you had to be asked it, you would say if it lo yitin l'atzatan, then l'shia's mother is going like Hanani, yes? So he wants the time, I want you to get this. Even if you hold Lishos Tanan, you could still be mazim with the Gemara, I'll leave it to Hanani. Why? And say like this. I want you to get this. The shayla of chazar b'smicha mahu. So you say tochav agav is aser. Klomar chazar b'toch agav dekira. Ein agar v'kachtum is aser. Since the Gemara concludes that smicha is mutter, the meila, the Dagam Ravava says, even according to the Rabbanan, chazar b'smicha is good. Right? It's not true. Says the Machzah Shekel. Stochek to say the shayla is chazar b'smicha, because how do you post the shayla from the case of shtei kiris amitaimos? Your mashan agabi grufu ketuma, even though it's chasolik hevla meirach. What are you answering from there? Shtei matimos. All you're answering is shia b'smicha. Shia b'smicha. You're not answering chazar b'smicha. The price of this is talking about shehiya shtei matimos. How do you post the shayla of chazar b'smicha? That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. So maybe the way you could frame for the Dagger Mavava, that's what their tain is on the Dagger Mavava. So maybe what you could say is like this. You could answer maybe like this. That the Shail is by Chazar B'smicha. But nevertheless, I want you to get this. You could post it to Shaila, Shapir, from Smicha to Shehiel to Chazar B'smicha. Because the Brisa Shteka Natimus is a Libid Rabbanan. It's Asa to Shia, Kira, and Nakruva Ketuma. That's according to the Rabbanan. So maybe you could be post it from Smicha to Shehiel to Rabbanan. To smicha the chazara to chananya. You hear that word? That's a sharp word. Again, you can be poshet smicha de shehiel rabbanan to smicha of chazara to chananya. Shehiel rabbanan has the same din of chazara to chananya. Do you agree to that? That's not so crazy. Shehiel according to the rabbanan is the same din of chazara to chananya. And that's before in the Rashba, Beferish. Listen to his lashon. That's beferish like that. You heard this war? So don't give me the business. How can the Dagger Mavava say in the Rambam that according to the Rabbanan, Hachazar is going to be mutter b'smicha? Doesn't the Rambam learn like the Rift of Shalos Lishos Tanan? So how do you say Hachazar is mutter, right? One is oranges, one is pears. No, the vort is not like that. The vort is you can learn one from the other. You can compare Sheila Rabbanan to Smicha Chazar of Chananya. And that's how exactly the Dagger Mavava learned. Now, Rabbi Kivir Machshel didn't like that because the doichik to say we learn one from another. Chazar is more chamer than Shehiya. So the Shaila Lamaisa, they say, is only by Smicha the Shehiya Bilvad and says nothing on Chazar to Smicha. Yes, Zach. I'm sorry you had a question all along from before. So you really should come first. Yeah, go ahead. It's Michael. Go ahead, Zach. What do you say, quick?
How are the Shehiyah and the Chazara equal if a Kedir Chaisa and Mesalik Rawa is Osir by Chazara, but Mutter by Shehiyah if they're Rabbanah? You can't say Shehiyah if they're Rabbanah is equal to Chazara for Chanan, because
Kedir Chaisa. What does Kedir Chaisa mean by Chazara?
Sagaralo.
Yeah.
Sagaralo is Osir for Chanan for Chazara. That's Mutter, even for the Rabbanah, for Shehiyah. I mean,
yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
I mean, not exactly what you're saying. He says that there's a chiluk by Chazara There's a chiluk besoch and al gaba, masha'in came by shehiya, meaning chazar according to Hananya, masha'in came according to the rabbanon by shehiya.
Uh-huh.
They say that besoch and al gaba have the same thing.
Well, maybe that's what it'd be kiveg and masa shekel. That's what their time is. You're saying you don't know how to get out of that. All right, you're saying mistamik v'yavlo is a problem. Get about kiner chayasa. I mean, yeah, mistamik v'ravlo. I'm saying.
But their whole issue is, meaning the way the Rizbah phrases it, his issue is an issue because of mechsek and mevashel.
Right.
Shiicha would be more problematic by Chazara than it would be by Shi'i because of Mechsek and Mevasha by Chazara. But if you hold that there's no issue of Mechsek and Mevasha by Chazara, that's not the issue.
So right. It's only Shem Yechata?
Yeah. So yeah. If it's only Shem Yechata, then according to the Rashba, there's no chiluk between Chazara and Shi'iya.
Should be, he already saying that it's identical, no? It maybe it's identical to Shem Yechata, but even though we said Shem Yechata was different, remember the Shem Yechata of Chazara was different than the Shem Yechata.
But the Ritva still only.
Okay, but maybe Rabbi Kivega, maybe for what your kash is. Well, they said in general that Lamaisa she is Chazara is more chumra Shia. Maybe it's what you're saying, but Lamaisa, it's, and you brought up the halacha comes out that Chazara is what? What did you say that Chazara by Mistamik Varalo? Right, so it is more chumra, right? So maybe that's what their tiny was, but that's the lumdis. Want to suggest how the Dagam Ravava would forever for that, and I thought it was very beautiful how you can read the Gemara halacha lemaisa. There might be other ways, but lemaisa, okay. We don't have time now, but you had one other question earlier. I'm sorry, from early.
That's okay. This one.
This one, yeah. Go ahead. And then the other one you asked me after Shia. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Dagam Ravava, how does he understand the lashon of the Rambam who says that it's daf from Erev Shabbos that you can do the smicha? Meaning the Rambam says mutar mismoke me'erev Shabbos.
Yes.
So how does the Dagam Ravava understand that if he's saying you can also do it in Toras Chazara on Shabbos?
In smicha lechachila. So the Rambam's mashma only erev Shabbos and Shabbos it's us. You're saying.
Right. Even bechazara. Yeah. It
means a modern lashon. I hear you. You're saying it's difficult. How does the Rambam read that? You mean? Yeah, how does the Dagam Ravava read? The Rambam says B'Shabbos, right? No, the Rambam says Ein Machsirin Ein Tzokel B'Shabbos. That's the second Rambam. First Rambam is Erev Shabbos.
Right.
What the Lizbol Akir B'Erev?
Right, exactly. So whichever one you want to choose, but how would he read that?
Yeah, I hear you. It's Akasha. I hear you. Very good. All right, let me think about it. Yeah. Okay, stop here. Yehuda's going to say, so you try the best. You can give me the Bechin anytime you guys want throughout the year, but I would recommend, you got 2 weeks afterwards. I know you want to relax and do. Obviously, you're going to want to have a relax and to play ball, whatever it is. You're going somewhere. But maybe it's a good time to write up the questions. You get the Bechina done. It's in your mind. And you'll be able to chazer. Yehuda will say, and then tomorrow we'll have a Sudas Preda.